My name is Paul Watzke. The first poem I'm going to read just recently appeared in a publication called Jung Journal, and it concerns the muse of history, Cleo, who is standing in on the job for Erato, the muse of lyric poetry. And a poet has come by Mount Helicon to pick up some inspiration. You've stopped by Helicon for love poems. Erato's on break, and I'm subbing. Here, I'll sell you this list. Her medicine chest's less noxious contents, featuring heavy-duty toenail clippers and a broken comb. Cleo won't steer you wrong. You require lyrics. Don't pass up my exact account of the park where I cavorted as a child, bulldozed long ago for condos. Quite moving, the bit about a cement water fountain on which I chipped my incisor. Basin never fully drained. Tangled filth constantly circling that silver tit-like thingy Robert Graves calls a naval boss. I can tell from your close-together eyes it's got to be tinkly little verses. Only the other day we moved a poignant one, ended with an STD. Overpriced, to be honest, same as everything romantic, and wrong for your complexion. Try us back, say, in 100 years.